Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. College kids and plastic. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. How bad is the situation? In 2009, Sallie Mae, a college financing company, conducted a nationwide survey that found that the average undergraduate carried $3,173 in credit card debt. This was the highest level since the company began collecting data in 1998. But of course, this problem often starts at home. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about how it can become systemic when younger siblings see their older brother or sister with 1 to 3 credit cards each worth $2,000 line of credit. The parent or guardian has to step in and set a new course before it's too late. Oftentimes, however, what younger siblings overhear are parents complaining about their overspending college student without applying stopgap measures. The younger siblings then begin to devise ways in which they will be able to get away with the same behavior when their time comes to leave home and attend school. This perpetuates poor money management skills within the family. Many kids, unfortunately, don't conceptualize that using plastic can lead to significant problems. They don't see it as a credit or real money that's been spent at a very high annual percentage rate, or an APR. Students in plastic are yet another example of unprotected spending. A prophylactic measure is required to protect against overspending. Yes, think prophylactic. I will say this over and over again, even though the term upsets some parents because it usually conjures the thought of unprotected sex. But unprotected spending has long-term consequences. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.